Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 24th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Ancient History. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Ancient History was the 24th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on September 19th, 2009, written by John Telligen and directed by Mike Smith. Did I just see a new Megazord? That's an Overdrive Red Ranger helmet. It said prototype on it, too. Okay, sure. Another one?
Master, I've acquired important information from Alphabet.
I already know about the dumping ground from Kilobyte.
Everything's under control, sweetie. I'm already building a Series 2 Rotobot as we speak.
But how?
With my help.
How did they get there first?
That I can hit that eight ball into that corner pocket.
All right, you're on.
Okay.
Oh, he didn't say how he'd do it, I guess, technically. Ooh, if they breached the shield an hour ago, why are they just now telling the Rangers about it?
Maybe this will throw some light on things.
What exactly is that? Like a laptop? That's a thick laptop, even for then.
Dark in there.
Wow, this is fast. In a confined space, too. Oh, what is that? Anyone else feel like this is moving a little quick? Interesting. Look at that thing. It's affiliated with RPM, whatever it is, that was their symbol. Oh, we got three new Zords. Fun fact about these Zords, while the Sentai didn't have Rangers for them, they actually made toy-like Rangers for these three Zords to go with them. And it was considered to be used for the series, but they decided not to because they already have enough Rangers, I guess. Oh, this is where they find out about Dr. K.
Did the city guards find anything?
I don't know.
She's in trouble.
What was that thing, Doc? It was huge.
It was never supposed to see the light of day.
Well, it saw it.
It looked like some sort of locomotive or something.
Yeah, I'm not above riding the subway, but count me out on a ride on the insane train. It's called...
The Paleozord! It was developed during the early stages of Project Ranger, but we could never get proper synchronicity with the biofield because it's based on extinct life forms.
What does that mean?
It's powerful beyond belief, completely uncontrollable, and now it's been unleashed inside our delicate biosphere. Clear enough?
Yeah.
And now she's in trouble. Oh, she's not there anyway.
I had a feeling you might be dropping by. It's hard to trust the government after what I've seen. After what I've seen.
It's a hologram.
After what I've seen.
Come to city. Find her.
After what I've seen. After what I've seen.
Okay, she created the Vengex virus. But don't forget, she also created the Power Rangers and everything that we use to protect this city every single day.
After what I've seen.
Arresting her isn't going to bring anyone back.
After what I've seen.
I'm sorry, Scott.
After what I've seen.
I have no choice.
After what I've seen. Good, I thought he would never leave.
That's funny.
What are you?
Yes, I'm a hologram, but I'm not a recording. That is so last century. Now find the Paleozord before it destroys the city and everyone in it.
Without your help.
I'm working from a remote location.
Then why did you just dodge everyone? And why did they dodge you? And how did she make the chair spin?
Did you hear that?
Guess we're not the only interested party.
Wow, you are loud. I wonder if this will be where they do the big get in gear thing that's in the opening. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but Jim had a stick that he held as a sword for their pose and then threw it away before they ran off. Wonder why. Okay, that was kind of cool, actually. Yeah, this is where we get it from. Although I guess technically we get alternate footage in the intro since they go through the whole get in gear thing and we don't see that here. Interesting. So the quarry is both inside and outside of the dome. That's fun. Wow, when does that ever happen? Also, why did she come out of her hiding place, wherever that is? Kind of on the run at the moment. Shh.
No, she's up there.
Oh, tricky dock.
Or two.
get ugly.
Oh, are they going to start doing the Jimma Jimma thing now too?
You say something?
Yeah, yeah, very funny.
Okay, we give up. Not.
Hey, enough is enough.
There she is.
Sir, there are dozens of her.
Where are you, Doctor?
Uh-oh, he's gonna find her. Oh, that was a new attack.
What you doing now? Step away from the computer. I said step away from the computer. How on earth did you get in here undetected?
When you send the entire city guard into the streets to find me, it was an obvious hiding place.
Dr. K, we need your help. Dr. K, are you there?
Am I?
Well, you guys are just standing there. Come on. Oh, they got demorphed too. When did this thing get so strong? Has it? Well, I guess it's been strong this whole time, but. Okay, Scott, find the train.
Our suits are out.
Doc, where are you?
Hang in there, guys. I'm on my way.
Are you going to arrest me, Colonel? We all do things in life we regret. But if we don't learn from them and move towards a brighter future, we pay twice.
I've already paid more than most.
I know. And if I could access the space-time continuum long enough to undo what I did, I would. But that's not possible.
Can you help them?
Not yet, anyway.
On the paleo sword. Hopefully I can sync it to the biofield and access it remotely.
I'll try and hold off that drill thing.
Well, that was the dumbest move I've ever seen. Except that I've seen other Rangers do that. Even Tommy.
Thanks to your puppet government, yes.
I just gotta hit it. That's fine. Oh, the excitement of having new Rangers on this was also brought forth by the fact that we had the three Rangers from last season. So that's why it was contemplated as a possibility this time. But that would have given us, like, what, 10 Rangers? I guess they had too many Rangers at this point. They were already trying to save money. Those are going to be some stubby lit. Okay, I guess not. Interesting. Dude, it broke the drill. And that's it. What was that? Just a slap? She's angry.
Colonel must have taken her.
Not exactly. I have decided to grant the good doctor a full pardon.
Wow, really?
A long day.
Of course.
Oh, so now we're gonna have something funny.
Just checking you real.
That was funny. All right, well, I think I said everything that needs to be said about that one. That was, we got a new Megazord, because we need another Megazord, of course. And I can't wait to see it combined with the others and get an even bigger hodgepodge Megazord. In the meantime, next time we'll be watching the next episode, which is Key to the Past. And we're getting really close to the end here, guys, so see you next time. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.